Kenya Airways issues profit warning as passenger numbers plunge. KQ issues profit warning as grounded Dreamliners trigger 25% plunge. Kenya, the 27th of November 2025. The national airline Kenya Airways, KQ, has issued a stark profit warning for the full year 2025, signaling a hard landing after an earlier rebound. The airline expects its net profit to drop by at least 25%, or roughly KSH 1.35 billion, compared to the KSH 5.4 billion net profit reported for the year ending December 2024. This caution comes against a backdrop of sharp reductions in passenger traffic, fleet grounding, and global supply chain pressures that have hit many airlines worldwide, but which for KQ may reverse the gains it made earlier this year. What went wrong? Grounded planes and falling demand. In the first half of 2025, KQ posted a net loss of KSH 12.15 billion, a dramatic reversal from the KSH 513 million profit in the same period in 2024. Passenger numbers fell 14% to about 2.2 million January to June 2025, down from 2.54 million in the same period last year. Available seat kilometers, ASKs, a measure of capacity, dropped by 16%, while revenue plunged 19%, falling to approximately KSH 74.5 billion from KSH 91.5 billion. The root cause: KQ grounded three of its nine Boeing 787 to eight Dreamliners, roughly a third of its wide-body fleet, citing global shortages of aircraft parts and delayed engine maintenance. As a result, the airline's capacity and ability to service long-haul and high-demand routes were severely hampered. Operating costs were moderately reduced, by about 10%, but increased fleet ownership costs and other overheads aggravated the losses. Kenya Airways CEO Alan Kilavuka acknowledged the difficulties. The first half of 2025 was defined by industry-wide challenges that directly impacted our performance, particularly the grounding of three of our aircrafts, he said. We remain committed to restoring aircraft availability, containing costs, and pursuing strategic investment to strengthen our financial footing. From profit to warning. From 2024 gains to 2025 headwinds. Only months ago, KQ had recorded its first full-year profit since 2013, a turnaround many analysts considered a sign of revival. The 2024 net profit of KSH 5.4 billion was credited to improved traffic, cargo demand, and cost-cutting under Project Kifaru. In 2024, the airline carried over 5.2 million passengers and recorded historic cargo volumes, 7,776 tons. Marking what executives then described as a return to stability. But the optimism has unraveled. The grounding of aircraft, a problem shared across global airlines amid supply chain stress, has triggered capacity constraints and a collapse in demand for long-haul and intercontinental travel. Without a swift solution, passengers are opting for alternatives or postponing travel, hitting KQ hard. Recovery efforts and risk ahead. KQ's management says the airline is pursuing a multi-pronged recovery plan, restoring grounded aircraft, cost reduction, and raising fresh capital to shore up operations. The airline has announced plans to raise US $500 million in fresh capital by early 2026 to support fleet expansion and stabilize finances. One of the grounded Dreamliners has already returned to service, with the remaining two expected later in the year, raising hopes that capacity and passenger confidence will gradually recover. But analysts warn that structural challenges remain. KQ's long history of operating losses, negative equity position, high dependence on foreign parts, and volatile global supply chains create a fragile foundation for Kenya, aviation, and passengers. For passengers and travelers, the KQ slump may mean fewer routes, higher fares, or reduced service quality, especially on long-haul international flights. For the economy, a weak national carrier threatens connectivity, tourism inflows, and cargo logistics, all vital for Kenya's export and trade sectors. For aviation industry stakeholders across Africa, the case of Kenya Airways serves as a cautionary tale. Global supply chain disruptions or maintenance delays can unravel even the most carefully planned turnarounds.